USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in New York and New Jersey from the heavy flooding brought by Hurricane Ida's remnants. At least 14 people were killed in various incidents in New Jersey. There are reports of 9 deaths in New York, including a 2-year-old boy in a flooded home in Queens. At least 60 Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden and other officials within his administration to either resign or be impeached over their handling of the Afghan withdrawal. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the GOP must first get the majority in the legislative branch on Fox Business.
Political accountability is the first step here, and that occurs on November 2022 when we need to sweep Democrats from power, their deficit spending, their open borders, this debacle here in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Now that the last aircraft has conducted its final evacuation flight out of Kabul, Afghanistan, military leaders are expressing their thoughts and prayers regarding America's longest war. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was first to speak from the Pentagon.
America's longest war has come to a close.
Later, a reporter presented a question to Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about negotiating with the Taliban, now in full control of Afghanistan.
We don't know what the future of the Taliban is, but I can tell you from personal experience that this is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
AAA reporting the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is up to $3.183 a gallon. That's the highest for the Labor Day weekend since 2014. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after two senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. Regarding a one-size-fits-all approach to booster shots, Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News,
"You know, I think most physicians right now in the United States are telling their patients that they'd like to see more data. And if the data clearly shows that you're at increased risk of hospitalizations and deaths and severe illness, then I think the recommendation for booster is going to be clear. Right now, some of us are also concerned about the global equity issue. Right now, the United States has thrown out 15 million vaccine doses. We need those vaccines to be overseas where variants emerge. And if you look at the pattern at the FDA, increasingly, they've been cutting out sort of opposition. They never convened their experts when they looked at vaccine approval for those 12 to 15 years of age. And for them to be told, hey, we want Americans to get this by September 20th, go to work, that's the concern right now."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.